And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish underscore, I'm gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish underscore.
What's going on, you guys? It's your boy Turk Bish here for an all new episode of Talk with Turk. I'm so glad that you guys are tuned in again for the second or third time this week, because I've been putting out a lot of content for you guys. I told you, when we get season 5 on and popping, it's on and popping. We just interviewed Ruby Red, Bankroll Ruby from Now That's TV. So shout out to Bankroll Ruby for coming on, being a good sport. I also have Monty 336 from Now That's TV that is going to be joining us very soon on the podcast. So you guys also wait for that and just stay tuned. But for today, you know, I already told you guys that I have y'all for Pride Month, because we're going to put on for our own people. We're going to support our people because it's very important. This is our month. It's our month to show our culture, our pride for who we are as people, as the LGBTQ plus community. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that we fully support the LGBTQ plus here on Talk with Turk. And so for today, I have a very, very special guest who is an artist, a music artist, who is very, very talented, you guys. I've been following her for a long, long time on social media, and I feel like I almost know her myself, because when you support people and you really love what they do, genuinely do, you're going to always support them, wish the best for them, and you're going to live vicariously through them because you're being motivated and inspired. And this is someone who has done that for me, and so I'm glad that she is coming on today to join us on Talk with Turk. She is an actress, a model, and a rapper, and she has a new single out right now called Trendsetter from her new EP. So let's go ahead and introduce the one and only Nakeith Mitchell.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Nothing much. What's going on, Nakeith? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course, of course. I told you, I'm grateful for you to come on during Pride Month. It's such a special month for us as people. And yes, you're one of the front runners who have been out there working hard and just showing your pride and showing who you are and just being, you know, an all-around talent. And I wanted to showcase that on the episode today with you, of course. So thank you for coming on and being that talent. But the first thing I want to ask you is, what made you decide to get into the entertainment industry and become an artist and an actress and a model and all of these great things?
Yes, it definitely has been a journey. And I've got to say, thank you for having me on and celebrating Pride Month, because it is very important to showcase, you know, our community. But yes, it has definitely has been a journey. What got me really into it since I was like a kid, you know, I love music. So I looked up for my girl Aaliyah, TLC, Biggie, and Missy Elliott.
Right.
And they just really inspired me. But when I hit like middle school, that's when Nicki came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, yes, I was still like, you know, trying to figure out my identity. But Nicki, she really just really encouraged me with her pen game and everything to say, you can be different and you can be different and live your life and go for whatever.
Right.
So that's what really, really like motivated me and inspired me. So I started writing my raps and my rhymes. But yeah, that was like back in like I said, middle school. But it progressed over the years, because during that time frame, I was out as a gay male.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, while in college, I got more into my identity. I thought I was androgynous, but then I started rocking my hair and makeup every day. I was like, oh my God, there's something more here.
Okay, right.
Yes. And that's when 2019 came, like during like the pandemic, like mm-hmm. 2020, and I came out as trans. And yeah, and I just found it very important to be a role model for our community, and to use my voice and everything that I go through in the industry to show others that, hey, we here, I got your back, we're going to make a way, and we're going to be bold and be authentic.
Of course. Of course. And that's what you've been doing. And you've, like I said, you've been on the front lines for us. And I believe what's for you is for you. And I believe that you are definitely stepping into your destiny as we speak. Now, I definitely saw that you were recently at WeHo Pride to kick off Pride Month. Let's talk about that. How was that for you?
Oh my goodness, the WeHo Pride was an amazing experience. The crowd was amazing, so much love. It was like my first time performing for WeHo, because I just recently moved to Los Angeles. So this is a whole nother next level. You know,
honey, you like, rocked the stage too. Listen, I'm watching the part right now where you had turned around and you said shake, 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 and then grab, come up, bitch, you did that.
You better shake something. Like, you know, I love this, like, kind of wet mouth audience and everybody shaking, turned up, you know, to celebrate.
Right.
But it was just an amazing experience to see everybody out there from all ages, from all races. And even like everybody was not even like LGBT. We had allies out there too to support, you know?
Exactly.
So it's amazing everybody coming together to support one another and just showing unconditional love and support.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad that we are able to just be in a different climate now when it comes to the LGBTQ+ community. And it's been hard over the years. And if anybody who dares to say that we are where we need to be when it comes to our community, they're lying, because there's still people out there who doesn't agree with who we are and us living authentically as our own selves. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people in the world. They're not living authentically and not living as themselves. You know, they're living as someone else, or they're lying about who they are. And that's the one thing about us as the LGBTQ+ community. We're not going to lie about who we are. We're going to be who we are, you know, genuinely and authentically. And that's nothing but you, of course. So thank you for being a part of that in our community and just upholding the standards when it comes to our community. So we appreciate you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That is so true. It's really like, it's really important to stand in your truth and be who you are. I know it can definitely be scary, but as soon as you walk into your destiny and you have supporters around you, just believe in yourself and just stand in your truth, and everything's going to be okay.
Everything will be okay. One step at a time. And that's what I tell myself every day, and I tell my listeners as well, because you're not going to get to where you want to be at the snap of your fingers. It's not going to happen that easily. You have to work for it. We didn't become an international chart-topping podcast because we snapped our fingers and we didn't put in the work. We put in the work and we did what we had to do. We researched our craft and we just studied our craft and we got better at it. And now we're able to say, hey, we're reaching another level, another plateau when it comes to what we do best. And I like to look at life in that lens, of course.
So, yes, that's so important.
Let's go ahead and talk about the music, because I want to correct myself, because I said EP earlier, but it's an actual album, am I correct?
Yes. At first, it started as an EP. It just came out last month, Trendsetter. It started as an EP, but I just kept on adding songs and started writing more and more, and it became an album.
Okay.
I'm honest with you. Yes, but this is my latest project, and I'm so proud of it. I really got to experiment with different sounds, with some more R&B, I'm singing, some EDM, like with a song called Out My Mind, that's more EDM, and also some pop, which is going to be like my next single titled Bae, which will talk about love, and you know, it talks about a friendship that goes into love that you didn't discover,
like,
as a friend, you're like, I think there's something more there. So, yeah.
Well, I really love the play on words with the name Trendsetter. Like, I love that. Like, I really think that's a really dope idea. Like, I could tell that you had a concept and that it's not just thrown together, because a lot of artists, they just put out music and they put out like a track list and it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I feel like you sat down and you said, I'm going to make this cohesive. I'm going to have a concept, creative direction in mind. And you did exactly that, and I love that. Now, my favorite song.
Thank you.
Can you guess it? Do you think you can guess
what?
Which one I
is it? Sticky?
Yes.
Yes.
You got it on the first try. I love Sticky. That's my favorite. So I'm hoping that you will make that a single too, and we get a video for it.
Yes, yes. Sticky is one of my favorites. That hip hop trap. You know, whoa.
Okay, like you got Sticky on it, period.
Yeah, we got Sticky. Okay. Yes.
Now, are we getting any videos from the album?
Yes. So I recently released a video for Sticky. That's out now. And then this weekend, I'm filming the music video for Bae here in LA.
Okay. So we'll be having new content coming for your fans, of course, and your supporters. Now, don't you have a name for them?
Oh, yes. I call my supporter my royalty. I named my supporter that back in 2016 when I first began with my first song, Bank. And I call my supporters royalties because I believe everyone is a king and queen.
Right.
Anything in between, baby.
Period.
Okay?
Of course. And we have to have that mindset as people. Like, if you don't think highly of yourself, then you're not going to be highly, if you get what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you live up to that standard in your mind and who you want to be, then you can live that life and you can be that person. So I love that you said that.
Yes.
Now, is there anything that you want to say to the supporters, your supporters? Like, what do you have coming up the pipeline when it comes to your career? What should we expect next of you?
Yes, I would love to say to my supporters, thank you so much for your love, your unconditional love and support throughout all the years. And we still striving, we still gonna take it to the top. And what to look for, I've been really focusing like a lot on my acting. I just got done filming for Fatal Attraction on TV1.
Period.
For season 15. That will air this upcoming July. And I also filmed up for another show called The Real Murders of Atlanta for Oxygen.
Okay.
That will come out this fall as well. So I've been working on some different film and TV projects. Also, I'm working on more shows. I recently just did a mini show tour for the Los Angeles area, and now I'm about to head out to the East Coast and do shows on the East Coast as well for my album Trendsetter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's out here working, you guys. You can see it. You can hear it. You can hear the determination in her voice. She's a go-getter. She's a trendsetter.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Like, get it. I'm so proud of you, Nikith. Like, keep doing your thing. Thank you for coming on the show and giving my supporters that inspiration and motivation to be who they are and to live authentically as themselves. And don't care what nobody has to say about you, because there's going to be people out there who doesn't agree with your lifestyle. There's going to be people who don't agree with who you are as a person, and you don't have to live with them You can live beside them, but you don't have to live with them. They don't have to live with you. Just be your own person, do your own thing, and everything will turn out the way that it's supposed to be. So, just be authentically you during Pride Month and every other day outside of Pride Month. So, thank you, Nikki, for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, and happy Pride to everyone.
Of course, and happy Pride to you. And once again, to all my listeners, thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you go and support Nikeef and her new album, Trendsetter, on all platforms. Go and download that, stream it. We're going to have it in the Spotify episode as well. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. What's going on, all my sweet babies? What's going on, all my sweet babies doing Pride? All my jelly beans. All my rainbow cats. All my butterflies. All my fairies. All my bitches. What's going on, gays? Girls and gays. Girls and gays. Girls and gays. No, I'm just making fun. I'm making fun. Y'all know it's Pride Month, so we're gonna celebrate this episode for Pride. And I'm glad that we were able to speak with Nikeef on this good old day. She is an amazing person. And like I said, she's talented, you guys. I want you guys to go and check her out. Like, she's an amazing person. As you can see and as you heard, her spirit is just amazing. And it's so calming. Like, she's just a great person. She's talented, beautiful, gorgeous, all around entertainer, rapper, actress, activist, everything. Model, she's doing it all, you guys. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to celebrate others, especially in Pride Month, people of our own kind, because that's what we are. We're authentic people. We have a lot of ideas going on in our brains, and most of the time these artists and celebrities out here get their ideas from our community. They get their lingo from our community. If it wasn't for the gays making you guys look good on these red carpets and dancing good when it comes to choreography, letting you guys use the Vogue elements, the ballroom elements to sell your music. If it wasn't for us, our influence, our culture. And that's just all I'm gonna say about that, because I don't wanna piss the homophobes off. I don't piss off anybody that is supporting this podcast that has a lot of pull, because we appreciate you here at Talk with Turk. But we just give our opinions and we just say what we feel here. You know, it's just regular conversation, and you know me. They know me. We're in season 5 now, and I haven't held back anything when it comes to what I wanna say. Because guess what? I own this shit. I own Talk with Turk. I own my name, Turk Bish. And I can do what I want. I don't have to listen to
any of you bitches.
Okay? Like, I don't. And I can do what I want. So, let's go ahead and get into some things today. We're going to talk about a few hot topics. I want to give some healing energy. And I want to shout out to my queen, Nicki Minaj. She posted Yes Single a few days ago. And she posted a live where she was, you know, shouting out all the mothers out there, telling them that they did a great job. So it just seems like maybe Nicki is stressed a little bit, or she's like thinking, am I doing a good job as a mother? You know, she may be still dealing with some of that guilt as a mother that, you know, I feel like mothers go through sometimes after they have their children. And I'm just praying for the best for Nicki, because we're all humans out here, and we all have feelings. And it's always protect black women or protect women, unless it's Nicki Minaj, because that's exactly how y'all act. But y'all want us to be so empathetic and sympathize when it comes to the other girls or the other people that have done countless things that don't look good in the media or as as who they are as a person. And it speaks volumes to everybody's character and who you are as a person if you can just say, oh, I don't care what Nicki Minaj is going through. We don't give a fuck. She deserves it. This, that, and the third. Like, that's stupid as fuck. Like, do y'all see how stupid y'all sound? You're a terrible ass person if you sit around and think like that all freaking day, or if that's your mentality when it comes to what other people are going through, and you'll never make it in life. And so shout out to Nicki Minaj. I just want to send her healing energy. Shout out to Chris Brown as well, because a lot of media is out here making it a big deal that he's out here charging for his meet and greets, for one, and then they're making it a big deal about him posing with the people who pay for these meet and greets, how they want to pose. What, like, these women are telling Chris to grab their ass and to hold them up on his stomach and on his shoulders and stuff for their meet and greet pictures. They paid $1,111 to meet this man. Of course, it's after his album 1111. So that's how much he's charging, which I thought was a great marketing tool as well. And it's thinking, maybe I should get the meet and greet, Chris. Or if somebody out there, as y'all usually do, get me these meet and greets. Thank you. I'll talk about it on the podcast if you get me the meet and greet. Because y'all know I always get, even, let's talk about the seat filling. Because I got offered seat filler tickets for Megan Thee Stallion tour, because they want to make it seem like she's out here just selling out shows. And that's nothing of the sort.
Okay.
Because they're out here giving out free tickets for her shows. And that's the stuff I'm talking about. Y'all want to try to say Nicki ain't out here doing her thing, but she's number one on every list. Top of every list, including your man, Bucket. I'm number one. Y'all go argue over top four. But I'm back on Nicki. But shout out to Chris Brown, because they're making it a sexual thing. They're saying in the height of all these sexual harassment claims when it comes to like people like Diddy and The Dream right now, who have a lot of allegations filed against them. They're saying that this isn't a good look for Chris to be doing and in this climate. But these people pay for these tickets, these meet and greets. They signed up for it. And I'm pretty sure there's some clauses when it comes to the meet and greets. You just don't get a meet and greet and you can do what you want to do in these meet and greets and these sessions. You're also signing an agreement, like a contract, when it comes to these artists, because these artists are still valuable. They're the cash ticket and they have to be protected at all costs. So there's some clauses in these meet and greets as you're signing up for them about those things. So I'm pretty sure he's protected. There's insurance and stuff when it comes to things like this from like Live Nation and Ticketmaster, all those people who run those things. So I don't think that Chris has to worry about that. And I think that we should leave Chris Brown alone when it comes to who he is as a person, because y'all have been dragging him for the past few years and it's like, why? Give it up. He's still out here making music. He's still out here slaying the charts and doing things that y'all wish y'all faves can do. Okay? So NBA legend and inspiration behind the league's logo, Jerry West, passes away at the age of 86. Now, according to NBC News, and this is by The Shade Room, the Los Angeles Clippers announced the news in a statement. Jerry West, the personification of basketball excellence and a friend to all who knew him, passed away peacefully this morning at the age of 86. His wife, Karen, was by his side. He played for the LA Lakers for 14 seasons and helped lead the team to 9 appearances in the NBA Finals, eventually winning the title in 1972. He is the inspiration behind the NBA's logo. He was recently working with the Los Angeles Clippers. So I know that a lot of people out there in the NBA world are sad to see him go. He has heavy influence in the game. And of course, I've watched so many documentaries about Jerry West and who he was as a person, as an athlete. He really did slay. So of course, he's going to have a good going away farewell by the NBA and by all basketball fans, I'm pretty sure. So we want to send our condolences to him and his family, and just send them healing energy and wish them the best, because losing someone isn't easy, you guys, and we all should know that by now. We've all experienced death and things of that nature. So I want to talk a little bit about Housewives. So Real Housewives of Atlanta is currently filming, and there's a lot of stories coming out about things that are going on, and we don't know what to believe. But they're saying Kenya Moore is cutting up. They're saying that she was at one of her events or something like that, and one of the newbies, I don't know her name right now, you guys, I have not been invested into it, into Housewives of Atlanta franchise for quite some time, but they're saying that Kenya Moore is pulling her old stunts. She posted a very nude photo of one of her new castmates, and some of the new castmates are basically saying that they are over this shit. They're over the Housewives franchise and ready to quit. And if Kenya going that hard, that means, like, these bitches ain't ready. Because Kenya, if we all know Kenya's history on the show, we know that she would get down and dirty with you guys. We all know that. So, we're going to just keep watch on that. Housewives of Dubai has just been released. They just put the second episode on YouTube, so I'm guessing the ratings aren't that good. But I enjoy Housewives of Dubai. They're on the second episode. Like I said, you can catch both of them on YouTube. Type it in so you guys can catch up. Let's see what else we got for you guys today. I really don't think I have much to talk about. Go check out Chaka Khan's Tiny Desk performance, you guys. They gave her a long performance, and I started watching it, and it was really good. Now, Rihanna did say that she is restarting her process for recording her album. She said she has songs on there and she's just now in a different space. Now that Fenty Hair has been released, her products for Fenty Hair, because I told y'all won't get that album no time soon. Now she's saying she's going back in the booth and re-recording. So now y'all gonna have to wait even longer for her album. Rihanna, get it together, sis, because we are waiting. Rihanna, where is the album? We need the freaking album. Okay. Y'all seen that video of that boy talking about Beyonce. Where's the album? Where's the album? We need the freaking album. That shit is funny as hell. But, who the fuck did your hair? What? Y'all seen that video too? That shit is funny as hell. And I found out that he is from Greenville, North Carolina. And his name is Aaron Williams. Go look him up on Facebook. That video that is going viral, go look at him on YouTube too. Like, that shit is funny as hell. I sound just like him. My babe laughing at me every single time. But coming to you from our sponsors, Sonic has a new frozen lemonade, and you can add twisted lime and blue raspberry. Thank me later, you guys. Make sure you go to Sonic and try out this new frozen lemonade with that twisted lime and blue raspberry and get your raspberry on, okay? So let's get it. Let's try that. I'm going to go and try that myself. It looks good based off the picture here. And I'm going to try it, you know? So once again, as for the frozen lemonade, add twisted lime and blue raspberry. And I'm guessing that means blue raspberry syrup. So make sure y'all requesting the right things, okay? And last thing I'm going to talk about, Sexy Red was involved in a brawl at the Newark airport, arrested for disorderly conduct and later released. It looks like she had a pretty eventful weekend. After being spotted spending some time with Chief Keef, she was reportedly arrested for her involvement in the brawl. Now, TMZ dropped the footage of Sexy and a group of people who were reportedly involved in the physical altercation with another group. Sexy can be seen sporting a red bonnet, as usual, and at one point wielding a pole as a group of men put the paws on each other. Later on in the footage, she is spotted being held back before running towards someone and then returning with a wig in her hand. So she was wrapping up a good wig. Work, Sexy Red. I told y'all, that bitch is authentic and who she is, she really be out here in the streets. So, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to Sexy Red. She's doing her thing. She was number two on the hottest female rappers list of right now, and a lot of people don't agree, but she is hot right now, and a lot of people like her. She has a fan base of women who support her, who are like, who relate to her, and y'all can't be mad at that, because a lot of y'all relate to Cardi B, and that's nothing but dumbness in my opinion. But it is what it is. Y'all can support her if y'all want to, and that's y'all queen.
Okay.
Okay. But anywho, we're not going to talk about that bitch no more on my podcast this evening. We're going to move on to some new things. Y'all can get into the music on the rest of this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode for Pride Month. Shout out to all the LGBTQ plus members out there, whatever you identify as, whatever you are in our community, we appreciate you. We love you, and you are important. Keep living authentically you and being yourself. And that's all I gotta say for you guys. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.